Hello, gorgeous business babe. These next few episodes of the Business Babe podcast are extra special. I'm sharing with you a behind-the-scenes audio recording from our Biz Babe Challenge this week. The Biz Babe Challenge is a three-day video series inside of our Business Babe community where I share with you the three most powerful pillars of creating a successful business. Every day for three straight days, I'm sharing with you one free powerful training and one homework assignment to shift you into the next level of your business so that you can create the life of your dreams. This three-day series is brought to you by the Business Babe Academy, which opens doors on Tuesday, March 24th. The Business Babe Academy is a six-week live group coaching program that I like to call college for entrepreneurs. I, along with three other incredible coaches, are showing up to share how to grow a successful business through the online platform. We will teach you the right business strategies while infusing each week with mindset and spirituality practices that will allow your business to grow at an accelerated pace. The Business Babe Academy includes six live group coaching calls, two live Q&A sessions, and a six-week go-at-your-own-pace digital program. It doesn't matter if you are a spiritual entrepreneur, a coach, a network marketer, or if you run a brick and mortar. This program is for all business women who are dedicated to growing a business and transforming themselves in the process. To learn more, go to badassbusinessbabe.com/BBA and enjoy this episode. Hello, everybody. I'm so excited. I'm live streaming in two places today. We are on Instagram via Matt's phone. Thank you, Matt. We are also on Facebook inside of the Business Babe community. Thank you guys to everybody who's jumping on wherever you are. I'm just pinning comments, getting us all set up. We are inside of my office today. Hello. Oh my gosh, we have so much to dive into. I'm so deeply excited for this series. I am so grateful for all of you guys who have signed up for the Biz Babe Challenge. Whew, we have so much to talk about. When I designed this series, the three-day Biz Babe Challenge that you guys are all here for, I love that you guys are commenting. Tell me hi. Say hi. Tell me where you're from. Hi, Justine. Hi, Jackie. I'm going to see if there's a way I can set this up so that I can see comments and also show up to record in both places. Let's see. Does this work? Oh my God, you have to see this setup. It's ridiculous. I have Matt's phone like this propped up against my phone, which is like this for the Facebook. So I have both of you guys going at once, but it's so cool. I'm totally here for it. Hello, welcome. If you guys don't know who I am, my name is Lauren Eliz Love. I'm the founder of the Business Babe brand, and I am dedicated to helping female entrepreneurs out there shift and reclaim everything that they desire by getting out of their own way, healing those old stories, and stepping into their greatness. And so this three-day series is dedicated to just that. This is a challenge for you to help you guys shift out of everything that's been going on in the news and the chaotic experience outside. And just go inward and really reflect on what it is that you're creating and what your desire is for your business. So I'm really, really excited for this. Mermaid Lips, love that handle. Mermaid Lips says, hi from Hollywood, hello. Yeah, many of us are on lockdown. We actually just found out that all of the businesses in our area are going to be closed at 8 p.m. until further notice, except for the places that are like really supposed to be open. And I'm so curious, like, you know, food bank, like the grocery store, right? The gas station. For some reason, gun stores are still open, which I think is so weird. And I'm so curious for you guys how you are doing during this time. So please tell me how things are for you. Are you on lockdown? Are you quarantined? Are you feeling okay? It's so important that I check in with you guys on that. Hi, Jackie. Good morning. Hi, Brittany. Okay, so this Biz Babe Challenge, let's dive in. I'm going to give you guys kind of a synopsis of what to expect over the next 3 days. Yeah, 3 days. And what you can do to make the most out of this challenge. So really simply put, I wanted this to be really digestible for you guys because business advice can be really complicated.
We've seen this in a lot of digital programs that focus on strategy and structure. It feels really complicated to create whatever the vision is for you. Tripwires, lead magnets, opt-ins, all of these things can feel really overwhelming. So the purpose for me and my intention over the next 3 days is to really streamline and get things super simple for all of you so that you can move towards your goals in a way that feels really effortless. And that is so, so important. Growing a business should feel exciting. It should feel like you're looking forward to something. It should feel like it's actually a part of you that you are building. And so oftentimes we get bombarded by the overwhelm of structure and strategy and game plan and this masculine force in our business that we lose the appreciation and the spark for what it is that we love to do. So I want to bring that spark back to you guys over the next 3 days. And the structure is going to be really simple. It's going to be 3 videos, one a day at 12 p.m. Eastern, giving you a really important element of business success, simple, and one really simple homework assignment to create action. Really want to make this as basic as possible. And also to let you guys know that sometimes there's power in the simplicity. Like right now, we are in the midst of opening cart for the Biz Babe Academy. The Business Babe Academy is going to be the signature program for our brand and everything that we do. And in the past, during launches, I made launch really complicated. I would make ads and all these fancy graphics and tripwires, and I'd feel like I had to do everything myself. And the idea of enrollment felt really pressure-filled. And now, knowing what I know, things can actually be really easy and really simple. And my firm belief that I'm subscribing to is that if I just show up to serve and support you guys, the right students will come my way into that program. And our doors open tomorrow, so I'm really, really excited about that. And of course, I put links, whether you're watching this on Facebook or on Instagram, or you're going into the podcast and listening to the replay, the link is available for you in the notes of this content. And I just welcome you to, you know, get curious about what that program can do for you. And this 3-day challenge is the breakdown in the most simplistic way of that content for the Business Babe Academy. So I think it's important not to pitch or sell or promote anything, but that I first talk to you guys about why this academy was created before we dive into this free series, because it's so connected to that offer. I think it's important for me to explain the foundation of that so you know what you're coming into here in this free challenge. So when I started my business journey, I ran into a lot of challenges. I felt like I had to do everything all at once and felt super overwhelmed because there were so many things to do. There was branding and graphics and even learning how to make branded graphics, right? That was a whole monster that I needed to learn. Getting a photo shoot, building a website, designing an offer, creating an Instagram, growing my audience. I felt like there were so many different things I had to do, and I felt really challenged by the fact that in order for me to create revenue, it seemed like there was all this stuff I had to do first. And making money was really, really important to me when I started my business because unlike many of you, I wasn't building a side hustle. I quit my job, I pulled my 401k, and I moved in with my boyfriend's parents, and I was like, okay, for a year, I'm gonna try to grow a business. And I had no experience. I had never done anything like that before. So there was this really, really big learning curve for me. And all of the strategy felt really, really hard. So if you're in a position where strategy can feel challenging to you, just drop a me or an emoji raised hand. Like, tell me in the comments, does strategy overwhelm you? We're going to be diving into that today. So I was overwhelmed by strategy, and every day my boyfriend would come home from work and he'd be like, hey, how was your business? And I would cry. I would legit cry. I'd be like, I'm failing. This isn't working. I'm not reaching my goals. I'm so stuck. I felt so deeply discouraged by the fact that there was so much to do, and I felt like I was totally behind. I was literally working 12 to 13 hours a day in front of my desk in the beginning. Yes, big time. Isabella says yes. Amy says me. Strategy can feel like a lot, especially if we have these stories that say, in order for me to generate revenue, I have to do this, 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 and this first. It can feel like a total monster on our back, right? So I played this game of strategy for a while, and I recognized that everything felt really hard. So I quickly started to connect the dots that no matter what was going on in my business. I was overwhelmed. I was stressed. I was feeling lost. I was feeling like I wasn't going to create success. I was feeling like I was going to maybe fail and never reach my dream destination. And I was incredibly hard on myself. And this is where I found mindset work. And I started to study people like Joe Dispenza, Tony Robbins, Gabby Bernstein, Wayne Dyer, right? Give me a hell yes if you've studied any of those people before. They're amazing. And I fell down the rabbit hole of personal development for quite a while in my life. I felt like personal development was transforming me as a human being. And as a result, things started to shift in my business. The strategy became digestible. And not only was it digestible, but I knew what strategy actions to take when I incorporated mindset work into a deep component of my business. Cassidy says yes. Justine says yes. Oh my God, these people, they're amazing. Such light workers, right? But mindset work really had its blocks as well for me, because even though I was thinking positive and even though I was feeling optimistic and even though I was doing all the affirmations, I felt like growing a business and creating success was ultimately all up to me. And that was really freaking stressful. When I believed that my business, in order to create all of the success that I desired, was only up to me, I was worried and nauseous and confused and full of pressure and getting gray hairs all over the place all of the time. I was in control. And I was in the story and the belief that said only I was responsible for what I was creating. And when you believe that only you are responsible for the business success that you desire, there's a lot of pressure there, right? Imagine if when you had a baby and you were growing a baby inside of you and you were like, oh my God, I gotta grow a hand and I gotta grow an eyeball and I gotta make a lung and oh my God, I'm so fucking busy and I have so much to do and how do I do this, right? Like, just imagine if that was your approach to growing a child. You would be stressed out for all of 9 months and, you know, maybe you were. Like, I don't have kids right now and that's not where I am in my season of life, but I will one day. And I am certainly going to have faith that intuition, spirit, something bigger than me is coming in to make a lot of that happen. And if we can do that for our children when we're bearing a child, we should be able to do that for our businesses, right? We should be able to have faith that something bigger than us is coming through. But oftentimes we think it's only up to us and we have to control and all of these things. So I remember growing my business, figuring out the right strategy, incorporating all of the mindset work, and then having an $80,000 cash month, an $80,000 cash month, right? And having a breakdown and being exhausted and feeling like a total failure even when I hit those goals, right? I was broken. Why? Because I believed that everything I was doing was all about me. And everything that I was creating was up to me. And even though I hit that level of success, I felt like, okay, how am I going to do the next one? Because I'm burnt the fuck out, right? How many of you guys have been burnt out in your businesses? Tell me in the comments. Give me a hell yes. I was really burnt out. So I wiped the slate clean. I completely did away with a lot of the structure and a lot of the strategy of how I was showing up. And I incorporated some new beliefs. And I dedicated myself to embodying a new principle, which said, it's not just strategy, it's not just mindset, it's spirituality, mindset, and strategy combined. And learning how to master those three components together was what allowed me to be successful. And then I started to look in the online space at all of these other programs that existed where it was like, fix your mindset here, right? Work on your business strategy here. Find spirituality here. And I was really frustrated. There was literally nothing out there that I could find that incorporated these three elements into one beautiful program from somebody who had already built success at that level that I would want to learn from a student as a student for. And so I decided, okay, you know what? I'm going to design this program. I'm going to create a program that walks you through the strategy of successful business and the mindset work at every single step of the way. All of the mindset work very specific to entrepreneur life, and then the spiritual rituals and all of the spiritual practices that I've used that have allowed me to scale and be successful. And that's where the Business Babe Academy was born. So congratulations, you're getting a sneak peek of that here in this 3-day free series. So every day for 3 days, I'm gonna cover one of those principles for you. Today we're gonna be working on strategy, tomorrow we're going to be working on our mindset, and in the third final day, we're going to be talking deeply about spiritual rituals related to entrepreneurship and growing a business, because there's so much woo in my life. If you guys have seen, I'm all about sharing my Zen den and my ritual practice. I have spiritual tattoos all over my body. This is actually my human design. These are the human design symbols. I'm so in it. And I wanna bring you guys on that journey with me, because business is a spiritual game. It literally is a spiritual game, and it takes every single story and block and fear that you have ever had in your life, and it puts it on the table for you and goes, hey, you're ready to grow? You're ready to look at your shit? Let's do this, right? And so a lot of us, when we're trying to grow our businesses and we're obsessed with the strategy and we're dedicated to the game plan and the online marketing and the Instagram hashtags and the tripwires and the Facebook ads, we get lost in that strategy, and so much so that that becomes our identity, that structure, that masculine rigidness. And there's no opportunity for expansion when all you're doing is finding the most sensational, most workable strategy to grow your business. It's just not sustainable. It's not sustainable because strategy changes. And in order for you to be somebody who allows the strategy to change, you need to be trusting. You need to be faithful. You need to follow your intuition, because the strategy that works for you in 2009 is not going to work in 2021. We've seen that already in our businesses. I've seen that already in my business. So I'm really excited to show up and share all of these principles with you guys. And my hope and intention for all of you is that you walk away a little bit more grounded in the truth and the game plan of where you should go. Because especially with what's going on right now, a lot of us feel like deer in headlights, and we're like, what do I have to do today, right? Do I offer my business? Do I create my program? What do I do, right? Because there's so much information coming at us, and many of us are empaths, we're intuitive beings, and we're ultra sensitive. I know for me last week especially, I was like totally out of creation mode. I had no desire to create. I sat in front of my computer and I was foggy as hell. And I'm like, I don't know what to do today, right? I have no focus. This is a lot to do with what's going on in the collective energy right now. And I really think this is a beautiful time for us to show up and do this series so that you can have more of that grounded energy in what you're building. And, you know, not for anything, but there's so much information about what's really dark and hard right now. And if we can just like pour a little bit of love and energy into the business and the passion we have, we will feel better. We'll feel so much more excited about the time freedom that we have now. And also on a deeper level, for all of you guys who have time freedom now, let this be the leverage for you to take massive action. Your 9-to-5 job is not secured. It's not guaranteed. And for many of us, the dream of growing a business has been on the radar, but we haven't really taken big action for ourselves. Or we have taken action, but we haven't taken full action in the highest vibration possible, going after our dreams and being 100% tenacious about that, right? So we're gonna look at all of that this week, and I'm so excited to have you guys on this journey with me. And today we're diving into strategy. So take a deep breath. Strategy, you ready? I'm ready, so ready. If you have a pen and paper, I really encourage you to take some notes during this time, because there is some really valuable information here that can serve you in self-reflection later on. So first and foremost, before we dive in, strategy can feel like there are a million different components, right? There is the strategy of niche, which is your ideal client. There is the strategy of online marketing. There's the strategy of branding. There's the strategy of email opt-ins. There's the strategy of product creation. There's the strategy of lead generation, Instagram hashtags, Facebook ads. Like, there's so many different components of strategy. And when we look very chunked down, aka really specific about all these tiny little things, it can feel really confusing, and it can cause us to feel really unsure about what to focus our energy on. And if we're not sure of what to focus our energy on, we are scattering our energy. When you spread yourself thin, you get really thin results. So I remember when I started my business, I was showing up to incorporate every strategy I learned. So I was doing Pinterest every day. I was doing Instagram hashtags every day. I was using the follow unfollow method for Instagram. I was building a Facebook group. I was doing lead gen for email lists. I was trying Facebook ads. I mean, I was all over the place, right? And I'm gonna be clear, this was before Facebook ads were even a thing when I started my business, just to show you how the industry changes in 5 years, right? And so I felt really overwhelmed and I couldn't understand why I wasn't getting traction. Why did all these people talk about Pinterest having millions of views on their website and I couldn't even get 300 people to follow my page? Or why I was using Instagram hashtags, but I couldn't for the life of me grow my Instagram beyond 1,000 to 2,000 people. It was really confusing. I had a really, really hard time. And I felt really judgmental towards myself, where I would see this lack of result. And from that, I would give that meaning that I'm not going to create success. So I was in reactive mode, which many of you guys, when it comes to strategy, fall down that rabbit hole of reaction, where you will see a lack of engagement or a lack of success or a lack of financial transaction, and you give that all the meaning that it's not working, that your business isn't working, right? And this is a real problem, because what you're really doing is living in the past when you do that. When you look at your Instagram numbers right now, or your email list numbers, your financial transactions, everything you're looking at is just a genetic, not genetic, but it's just a quantifiable makeup of the work that you've done before, right? Your Instagram is how it is now because of stuff you did before. Your email list, stuff you did before. Your financial transactions based off of work you've done before. So anytime you look at your business now, you're living in the past. And when we see our business now, not where we wanna be, we play this pattern of thought in our head that says, I'm not actually going to be able to create success. I'm not actually going to get this to work. I may actually not be meant to do this. And we fall down that rabbit hole because we're being so hard on ourselves about strategy not working. But the real reason strategy doesn't work for us, and we're going to dive into this, has a lot to do with how you show up in that strategy. And it's not necessarily the strategy you're using, but more deeply the energy that you're coming to that strategy with. So first, let's chunk up a little bit. Let's make things a little bit more simple for us to understand. Let's break strategy down into the content that you'll see inside of the Business Babe Academy. There are three, that's it, not a million. There are three strategies that you need, just three, that's it. Number one, you need the strategy to create a compelling message and brand, okay? One strategy, create a compelling, powerful message and brand. What does this mean? This means that when somebody comes across you, you need to be compelling to them. You need to show up in a way where somebody goes, I want that, right? I want to stay in her energy. I want to know more about her. I want to figure out what she's doing. That's a strategy. We need to do a really good job of creating a strong, powerful, consistent brand. And branding is not just one thing. Branding is about the colors. It is about the visuals. This is why in the Business Babe Academy, I have my brand specialist, Jacqueline Manel Joseph, coming in and doing a ton of trainings with you guys on branding specifically, because the visuals that you see us use at Badass Business Babe, those are all marketed and they're really strong and really powerful because we've learned how to create branding that is compelling, right? And that's something all of us need to learn. So just in this first category, creating a compelling brand and message, visuals is one of that. Niche and ideal client is another one. I have seen so many women come to me and they're like, I know who I wanna help, but like, I'm not really sure, or I wanna help this person and this person and this person. I don't know how it fits all together. And I've also seen people come to me saying, hey, I have this expertise and I did this certification and I have this training and how do I package all of that together? Don't worry, in the Business Babe Academy, we're gonna cover all of that. But this is all underneath that one specific part, that one simple area of strategy, creating a really compelling brand and message. That's the first one. Now, for me, I had a lot of blocks here because I was taught by many people that niche had to be really specific. And I was taught that marketing and branding had to look a certain way. And in my gut, what I was being taught did not feel aligned. This aspect of bro marketing and creating one sentence for outside of your door and only talking about one thing. I had such a hard time with that because I'm a creative and I like to talk about multiple things. And I didn't like this idea of like having to just be niched down and super specific, right? That was really, really bothering me. Now, for anybody who's trying to click the link to get into the Business Babe Academy, because I see Sunny Lee is asking about this, you can, when you're done, just go to badassbusinessbabe.com/BBA. Really simple and easy to remember. So open up your Safari if that link isn't working. Badassbusinessbabe.com/BBA. That's it. I can see the mistake I made here. Badassbusinessbabe.com/BBA. Yeah, that should work. Okay, so the strategy is really, really important of building your brand. And that's just one component. One component. Is your message clear? Is the problem you solve clear? Is your ideal client clear? These are all things that we can explore together. And if you're having a hard time, just know that your intuition may be telling you that the strategy that you learned is not the right strategy. And there's an easier way, a more expansive way to dive into that element of ideal client work where you don't feel like you're cutting yourself off or you don't feel like you're being too niched down, where you can really find a soul-centered vision. And your vision is about where you are now, but also about where you're going. So please make sure when you dive into your niche that you're creating an expansive opportunity for yourself so that you're not just settling for what you're good at now, but you're holding space for the expansion of what you get to do in the future. We'll talk more about that inside of the program. So that's the first one, creating a really compelling brand and a compelling message. The second strategy we need to know for our business is audience growth. I give this analogy all the time. You could be the best singer on the fucking planet, but if you're showing up on your lawn every single day to sing and you're wondering why you're not famous yet, probably a good chance that the obvious is true. You're not getting in front of the right people, right? You could be the best at what you do, but if you're not getting visible and you're not spending time honoring your message enough to put it in front of the right people in the right places, you're gonna have a problem. So in the beginning of my business, I started to notice that this was probably the most important thing I could do. And another concept that you'll see inside of the Business Babe Academy is seasons of business and problem-solving strategies. So if you're in a position where you have, you know, 2,000 or less Instagram followers, or you have a smaller than, you know, you want email list, or maybe, you know, your Facebook group isn't the size that you want it to be, there is a way for you to strategize to make your audience bigger. And there is a game plan for this. There is a beautiful game plan for this process of getting visible and creating a bigger audience. Now, here's the problem with strategy of audience growth. Many of us have learned about audience growth strategies that do not feel good to us, right? Raise your hand or give me a yes if you've ever been in that position where you were told to grow your audience a certain way and that way didn't feel good. I'm gonna raise my hand on that because I've been there. I remember when I started my business, there was this whole approach of send 5 cold messages a day. And I used to get cold messages from people who would be like, hey girl, I hear you're struggling with this. Here's a link to my whatever, right? And if you've done that before, I love you so much and I send so much love to you, but I also just wanna let you know that if that strategy feels good to you, that's beautiful, continue with it. But if that strategy doesn't feel good to you or it's not working, it's time to explore a different strategy. And I firmly believe, my firm concrete belief with audience growth is that there's a way to grow your audience that feels aligned and centered and connected and works. And that finding that strategy is really, really important, which is why in the Business Babe Academy, the whole section where we focus on audience growth, We really look at every single strategy of audience growth that I have used. We have three other expert coaches inside of that program. Taylor Simpson, who has nearly 100,000 Instagram followers, right? We have Erin Nicole, right? Erin Call, she's going to be teaching in there. We have Jacqueline also. We're going to show up to share the methods that have worked for us, right? That is so important because we've been able to build businesses that are sustainable with organic, natural strategy that worked really good for us and felt really good. So you'll hear a lot of that within the program as well. Growing your audience. When I started, I didn't want to DM people, you know, 10 times a day. I didn't want to send copy and paste messages. And if I had the belief, this is really important for strategy, guys. If I had the belief that in order to be successful, I had to do X, Y, and Z, and I did not want to do X, Y, and Z, I would not create success. I just wouldn't. It's not going to happen. If I have a subconscious belief that what I actually want is going to require me to do things that I really don't want to fucking do, I will self-sabotage my business or self-sabotage my growth so that I don't have to be put in that spot to do those really uncomfortable things. I had a client once, and I always use this story to create analogy here for this. I had a client who was really hungry to make six figures. Now, many of my students have gone on to create six figures, multiple six-figure brands, right? And this girl came to me for that reason. So this was not abnormal. This was a very common thing. I'd work with students one-on-one for this at the time. And she came to me and she said, I really want to make six figures in my business. And when we started to explore her life, I recognized that she actually had a really unhealthy marriage. She was really unhappy in her marriage. She wanted a divorce, but she had kids. And in her mind, she could not get divorced with children. This was really an uncomfortable thought for her. The thought of having to leave her family, the thought of having to split them up, the thought of having to take that step was really, really scary for her. And she didn't want to do it, even though she was in an unhappy marriage. And even though she wasn't fulfilled, she made the excuse that she didn't have the money. So in her mind, and this is something I went through when I was in my first marriage, in her mind, the thought of wanting to get divorced, right, was just always blocked with this feeling of, well, you know what, I don't have the money to do that, right? Like, I can't live on my own. I can't pay my bills. Like, my business isn't successful. But one day it'll be successful, and then I'll make enough money to make this decision. But that decision petrified her. So regardless, she kept self-sabotaging. She kept putting herself in situations where growing her business was not possible because she was getting in her own way, because deep down, she actually was scared to take that action. And so I remember asking her, I said, if you had a business that made six figures, would you still be with your husband? And she broke down in tears and said, that's the question. I don't know. And so for a while, she self-sabotaged, but she eventually got out of her way, created a beautiful business, happily ever after, ended up getting a beautiful, amicable split with her partner. And now she has this beautiful, independent life while raising her kids with co-parenting values, right? But in that moment, that was so deeply hard for her and so incredibly uncomfortable for her. And I'm sharing that story with you guys to create relatability, to have you ask yourself, is there something that I am actually deeply afraid to do that I don't want to do? So I'm putting myself in a position where my business doesn't thrive so that I don't have to do that. And that could be sending DM messages if you believe that that's what you have to do with your strategy to grow a business. That could be public speaking. I remember for me, I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I really struggled with my weight. And in that time, I wanted my business to be a certain level of success so that I could public speak, but I also was terrified of public speaking. And I didn't want people to see me in person because I had all these stories about like not being enough in person. And that like really put me in a place of self-sabotage. So I hit upper limits in my business for a while because of that. Because deep down, I was afraid of actually having to do something that I was afraid to do, right? So I just put my business in a position where it would never happen. And I learned that lesson and I've been able to correct that with the mindset work, right? And this is where we can start to see this blend of how strategy isn't enough. The incorporation and infusing of mindset and spiritual practice is really important for that journey. So that's what I'll say about that. That's that second pillar of strategy, is really knowing how to grow your audience in the right way, in the marketable way, in a way that feels flow feels and aligned. And this, we can go even deeper into structure where, you know, inside of the program, I'm going to show you how we at Badass Business Babe track our numbers, how we create projections, how we see our audience growth go up or down based on certain strategies we use. And we get to share all of those tactics with you guys inside of the Business Babe Academy. So I'm really excited about that. And then the third most important element for strategy, again, guys, this is so simple. It's just three things you need to pay attention to. We have building a really sexy brand. And then number two, making sure you have a strategy to grow your audience and get visible and be seen in front of more people. And then number three, finally, creating an irresistible offer. And oh my gosh, this is like one of my favorite things to talk about, because at our company and here at Badass Business Babe, we've created so many offers. I have in my history, I'm gonna count this. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We've put 8 group coaching programs out. And in our history, I have put 8 group coaching programs out since I started my business in 2015. Some of those programs performed really great. Some of them did not perform really great. You have an expert in the art of creating an irresistible offer right here in front of you, right? And in addition, I've done group programs. I've also taken digital products like 30 Days to Launch Your Biz, Crickets to Clients, right? I've been able to sell out masterclasses really well. So it's not just group programs, it's also digital courses. And then not for anything, but this is important to mention too, at a certain part of my journey of entrepreneurship, I was making $6,000 to $7,000 a month in network marketing funnel. So if you have a physical product, don't worry. Inside of the Business Babe Academy, we'll cover all of this too. Do not worry. But creating an irresistible offer isn't about just the physical product. It's about the marketing that wraps around that product. And oftentimes, many entrepreneurs are marketing the what of their product or the how of their product, and they're not necessarily really doing a good job at marketing the why of the purchase, right? So, so important to remember that when you're marketing something, marketing is about, and again, Business Babe Academy 101, this will be in the program. When you market a product, there are the physical aspects of marketing and the emotional aspects of marketing, and having the right irresistible copy, that is so important. Making sure that you do a good job in your launch strategy around that product, making sure that you really do a good job marketing the reasons why somebody would purchase that, the problem it solves, and all of the beautiful branding and visual representation of that product is really important too. But to be clear, in the overall umbrella of what your strategy needs, we have creating a compelling and powerful message. We have growing an audience. That's a really important strategy, getting visible in front of people so you're not like that singer just talking on your lawn wondering when you're going to get hired for an opera, right? We're not going to do that. And then our third is creating an actual irresistible offer. That is really, really important. So inside of the Business Babe Academy, we'll cover all three, but I encourage you for the purposes of this training to just get really curious about those three areas and just spend some time observing yourself. Is your visual brand strong? Do you have an irresistible offer? Does your offer solve a problem? Are you with a clear marketing strategy for that offer? And do you have a game plan for growing your audience? And if you don't have those things, it's okay. Don't worry. There are solutions all over the place. But for now, just be curious, because if you can create the awareness of which of those three isn't really performing to the best of your ability, you'll be more likely to move forward and create success, because now you have a diagnosis, right? Diagnosing your business is really, really important. And I'm really proud of you guys, as we are 40 minutes into this, for you to all still be in this conversation with me. I'm proud of you. I honor you. We're almost done. Don't worry. So, why does strategy not work? Why is it that there are some people that seem to like not have any strategy and just continue to get sales? Why is it that maybe you've incorporated or tried to incorporate someone else's strategy and it hasn't worked for you? Why is it that there are strategies that feel really uncomfortable to us, and then there are strategies that feel really good but just don't perform well? We're gonna cover it, don't worry. So, why do strategies not work? Why do strategies not work? Strategies do not work when something we are doing does not feel aligned to us. That is so, so important to remember. When you are doing something and it doesn't feel aligned, all you can think about is how much doing that thing sucks. And that's all you'll pay attention to. And if you're paying attention to, I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like this, it is going to take longer to create your success. It's just inevitable. There's a quote by Albert Einstein that I always come back to when I think of this. A hand on a hot stove for 2 minutes feels like 2 hours, right? It is fucking painful and it will last a really long time. But if you spend 2 minutes with a girl that you really love, right, it can feel like that time goes by so fast. Like, wait, what the hell? Where did it go, right? Or a boy you really love or whatever. But his quote was about a girl, so that's why I said that. But I think it's just important to remember that time is relative, right? So when growing your business feels hard, it will take longer. It will feel like it's taking longer. It's just part of the process. But if you feel like growing your business is so easy and you love it and you're having a great time and you feel so connected to what you're doing, things will effortlessly start to show themselves because you're playing in the element of creation rather than resisting and feeling frustrated by things. That's really important to remember. So strategy does not work when things don't feel aligned for us. And when something doesn't feel aligned for us, we have the opportunity to explore that, or we have the opportunity to find a new strategy. So I'll give you an example. When I was growing my business, I had a firm belief that if somebody was going to buy something from me, that they had to talk to me first. I could not get behind, for some reason, I couldn't get behind the belief of somebody just paying for something without me having to have a discovery call. Now, I hardly do any discovery calls for any of my offers. We have about 200 to 300 transactions on the website every single month. And I don't worry, right? Because I have a new belief that people will buy when they want to buy and that I don't need to have a conversation with them. But back then when I started my business, I had a belief that I needed to talk to everybody. And I was also really scared to talk to everybody, right? I didn't know how to feel confident in my sales. I didn't know how to feel centered in a dialogue around telling people how awesome I had, you know, what I had was. It just felt really off and disconnected. And so with this belief, I had conflicting results where I wanted to create business success, but because I believed I had to talk to people and I didn't actually really want to talk to people, I was creating this conflict where nobody was buying because that was the belief that was creating my reality. Your beliefs create your reality, right? 101, we must get behind that. Our beliefs create our reality. And my belief was creating my lack of sales. So I had a choice. I could change my strategy. I could change my approach, but I had to also change my belief. I needed to start to believe that people would buy effortlessly from me without having to have a conversation. I had another option. I could change my belief about conversation, and I could change my belief around sales strategy. And so I did. I said, you know what? I believe that I love to talk to people. I believe that I'm great at selling what I have to offer. I believe that people would love to talk to me and that I can do a great job talking about how great my offer is. And when I started to get behind that belief, my identity changed and I started to shift into a leader who could effortlessly attract sales. And that's the version of me that I am today because I went deeply into that belief and corrected that story. So when you're not aligned with something, you have a choice. Change your approach, find a way that feels really aligned to you, something different, or on a deeper level, change your belief. All of this is step by step inside of the academy, but for now, get curious, right? Really important to get curious. Another reason, and this is just kind of pivoting off of what we've talked about in this first reason, the reason things don't work is because we have the wrong belief. So we have a belief that things won't be successful. So I'm gonna give you another one over here, right? How many of us wanna write a book? High five, raise your hand, tell me. How many of you guys wanna write a book? Maybe you have a goal to speak on stage or be a published author, it doesn't matter. But for me, this issue of strategy not being effective came up in book writing for me because in this season of my life, I'm feeling that calling more and more to write a book. And I have a belief that says it may get published, it may not get published, right? That's the belief I have. And in that belief, when I have a belief that it may get published or it may not get published, Every time I sit down at my desk to write, what am I telling myself? This is a waste of time. Why am I pouring energy into this? No one's going to read it. What if I write this book, put all of this time and effort into growing this, and nobody buys it? What if I don't get published? What a waste of effort. And when I believe those things, when I believe that my book may or may not get published, I can't show up to take the full invested highest vibration action. When you believe something's going to be published, like if I had a publisher call me and say, hey, Lauren, I want to publish your book, go write it. I'd be like, oh, fuck, this is getting published. I got to write it, right? Because I believe with 100% certainty that that's going to be published. Now, you don't need a publisher walking and knocking down your door in order for you to show up with fullest capacity, 100% invested energy. You can show up that way right now. That's a choice. That's a choice. It's the same thing if you believe you're going to be a six-figure earner. Maybe you wrote your vision board, right? I shared my intentions with you guys this morning, right? My beautiful intentions list. More on this later. But with my intentions, if I believe with 100% of my being that I'm going to be a millionaire, I'm going to take all of the action that will create the million-dollar version of me. But if I believe it may or may not happen, I'm going to show up half-ass. And that belief, how you show up while you're incorporating a strategy, it's really important to remember that the beliefs is what really creates the level of action that you take. And the level of action that you take will dictate your results. So keep that in mind. And this is why I've seen so many of you guys buy dozens of strategy programs and never actually create the success that you deserve, because in your head, you have not gotten 100% behind your vision or 100% behind the result that you're craving. That's really important. Finally, the last reason strategy doesn't work is we're not consistent. And this kind of, again, piggybacks off of what we were talking about before, but consistency and the repetition of something creates the result. So when you try something once and you look at your physical world and you go, it's not working, you're not being consistent. And the consistency is what creates the result. So oftentimes we look at where we are now and we say, oh my God, this isn't working. I'm failing. I'm not going to be able to create success. But like we've learned in this audio or this video, when you're doing that, you're just living in the past. All you're doing is living in your past. So we need to look forward and we need to be really consistent to move towards the outcome that we desire. So this is really helpful for many people. I often give people 30-day challenges to commit to some sort of activity just to fully immerse themselves in the practice of whatever it is that they're trying to do. So maybe you've been trying to grow your audience and you've been creating content every single day, but it feels forced and it feels pushed. I just gave this homework assignment to one of my students last week. Show up for 30 days creating whatever you want. Heart-centered space. Just show up and create whatever's on your mind, whatever's on your heart, and see what that does for your business. So these 30-day challenges are super effective to breaking old paradigms, to breaking old patterns, and to identify with somebody that's successful. The successful person is consistent. Even now when I do these exercises of like, who is the million-dollar version of me and like who am I becoming and who's my up-level version, right? What am I stepping into? The biggest thing that comes to mind for me is consistency. The next level version of me, she works out every single day. That's consistency. Next level version of me, she eats well every single day. Consistency. And these have nothing to do with business, but I guess what I'm getting at is for me, the next level version of me is very in control of her mindset. And she knows what she wants, and she creates action plans to get it, and she is consistent in the pursuit of whatever that may be. That is an identity. Being somebody who is consistent is an identity. And when you can identify as somebody who is consistent, you will show up in the pursuit of your goals every single day because you are looking forward and you are not looking backwards. You are looking forward. Really, really important. When we're looking at the now, we're just looking backwards. So here's what we are going to do. I'm going to give you guys your homework assignment, and I am going to challenge you guys to share this homework assignment in the community on Facebook if you are in the Business Babe community, or on your Instagram story if you are watching this on Instagram, or maybe you feel more connected to sharing it on Instagram. Doesn't matter. Tag me at Badass Business Babe. You are going to look at the stories you tell. Really simple. I write on the top, look at the stories you tell. And on one side of the paper, you are going to write down every single BS story that you've ever told yourself about strategy. For me, I'll give you some examples. The strategy never works. I'm not good at this. I always get the strategy wrong. The strategy is exhausting. I must have the wrong strategy. I've tried it and it's not working. These are my limiting beliefs that I'm going to crush. I'm going to look at the stories I tell. And guys, this can be about anything related to your business. This could be the stories you tell yourself about being good at what you do. This could be the story you tell yourself around having a big audience. It could be the story you tell yourself. Maybe you're saying, I'm not pretty enough to have a big following. Or maybe you're saying, I'm not smart enough to be a coach. Or maybe you're saying, my website's not fancy enough to have sales, right? Like, whatever this bullshit story is that you've been telling yourself around strategy, you're going to write down anything that comes to mind. What are the three reasons why strategy doesn't work? Sorry, I'm just looking at Jackie's comment. The three reasons why strategy does not work is we're doing something that doesn't feel aligned to us, number one. Number two, we are doing something with the wrong beliefs. Or number three, we're not consistent. That's it. Okay, so you're going to take your limiting beliefs, and once you write them out and capture them in your exercise, look at the stories you tell. On the other side, you're going to create some empowering beliefs, some super empowering beliefs. And you're going to one by one look at these stories that you tell yourself, and you're going to cross them out, and you're going to create a new empowering story. So for example, when I write the strategy never works, on the other side, I'm going to write, when I take action from my heart, it always works. Or for example, I tried it and it's not working. On the other side, I'm going to write, I give myself permission to fully show up in this process. Now, yours might look different, and that's okay. The point of this exercise is just to capture and create awareness around all of this limitation you're holding yourself back with, and then on the other side, to create your new empowered beliefs. When you're done, you're going to rip your paper in half. You're going to take the old bullshit ones, and you're going to rip them up and throw them in the garbage, or light them on fire, or release them out into the ocean. I mean, don't do that, Mother Ocean. We need to protect her, but you get the point. We're gonna release them. They are not serving us. They don't belong here. We do not need them. Let it go. And I wanna see this on your Instagram or in the Facebook community. When you show up to take action with me, it is like the most special thing. It makes me so excited for you guys. And this is a really beautiful shape-shifting exercise. So I'm really excited to see you do it. And I look forward to checking out all of your results. And I just want to remind you before we close that the Business Babe Academy opens doors tomorrow. And I understand for many of you guys, this is a scary leap. This is a new program. And many of you have tried a lot of different other things before you grew your business with me. So take a deep breath. If you need to reach out to me, that is perfectly fine. I'm here to support you guys. I'm here to love on you and help you create the business that you deserve. Thank you so much for being here with me, guys. I love you. And I will catch you tomorrow for day two. Bye. Bye on Instagram. And bye on Facebook. Thank you guys so much for being here.